Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Sunday, August 9th, 2020. Today he is talking about new information arising that will assist us in making essential life changes and reminding us that we must love and honor ourselves. Your awakening will not be delayed. All are indeed one. However, most people are finding that the present worldwide restrictions on your freedoms are becoming increasingly divisive and extremely unsettling. The task for those who are consciously following a spiritual path is to intensify their intention to be only loving and to send love and healing to all of humanity. Doing this is extremely effective and will greatly assist in alleviating and then dissolving the unloving, divisive energies that fear is stirring up in so many. In the meantime, the collective awakening of humanity is proceeding just as divinely planned, so despite appearances, there is nothing to fear. Your awakening will not be delayed. Keep setting your intent to be loving whatever arises and do not engage in conflict. Instead, engage in peaceful discussion that listens carefully and without judgment as each one involved expresses themselves. It is good to have a moderator who sets the agenda for the discussion to which all can agree, and then everyone can be open to hearing the wisdom of others without needing to drive the discussion toward an outcome that suits a particular individual, because that is frequently a rather divisive tactic that can lead to hostility as opposed to harmony. Remember, much new information is arising that can lead to more appropriate solutions to many issues worldwide that have been causing problems. Information that has, until very recently, been unavailable or hidden. Therefore, it is essential to listen very carefully as the new information may well arise in unforeseen or totally unexpected places. The knowledge and information necessary to make essential changes is in fact rather easily accessible if you can willingly allow yourselves to open to new ideas and concepts that can appear to be in contradiction to your previously conceived notions of how humanity needs to move forward. Many have become so accustomed to competitive contests and challenges as a means to establish the next appropriate, necessary, and progressive steps, that to engage in harmonious discussion instead of hostile provocation seems to be quite counterintuitive. Remember, there is only love. All else is unreal and therefore uncreative. New creative ideas to resolve old issues are available, but to find them and develop them a new sense of perspective, a loving perspective, is necessary. Splitting into teams to accelerate the positive effects of brainstorming can be very helpful, so long as when the teams reassemble, they openly share their results so that they can be further developed, rather than competitively trying to dismiss the ideas that other teams are offering as unworkable or inadequate. Love always cooperates, and true cooperation always finds truly creative solutions. You are all beings of love, and you are therefore very creative. However, when you are in a state of anxiety or fear, your creative abilities become suppressed. Therefore, when you set your daily intent to be only loving, don't forget yourselves. If you do not treat yourselves with love and respect, you will not be able to treat others lovingly. You may try, but the other, and of course you, will know that you are not expressing your true feelings and will feel your discomfort in the moment. Therefore, how you treat yourselves is vitally important. Most people grow from infancy to adulthood, regardless of nationality, ethnicity, culture, or religious persuasion, in an environment that regularly demonstrates to them that they are inadequate or not good enough, or even worthless. Therefore, a very negative self-judgmental sense that is completely invalid becomes deeply ingrained within them, and they then operate from this utterly incorrect view of themselves. To release yourselves from this negative sense of self, remind yourselves that you are perfect beings because you were created by Mother, Father, God, Source, Supreme Intelligence, Love, who creates only perfection. Yes, as humans, this does not seem to be the case, but that is largely because of the judgmental environment in which you grew up from infancy to adulthood. That upbringing has anchored fear, anxiety, and anger within you because it was plainly extremely unfair and unjustifiable. Now you are becoming aware of the invalidity of those feelings within you, and so you can work at releasing them by reminding yourselves very firmly who created you, thus confirming that your natural state, who you truly are, can be nothing other than love. With that awareness intensifying within you, make a point of treating yourselves with the love and respect that is your sovereign right as a child of God. As you do that, you will find yourselves also loving, honoring, and respecting all others, even when you are not necessarily in agreement with their views on many topics. It then becomes possible to discuss issues and view them from many viewpoints, thus allowing a wider field of investigation to disclose new, helpful perspectives which lead you to an understanding of what is important to those others and why. This understanding, as you have all experienced, is an essential aspect of meaningful discussion if it is to lead to positive and comprehensive solutions to the issues in question. Today, every day, now, is the time to address issues that trouble you in any way. Waiting for the right moment is frequently just an egoic, delaying tactic. Address whatever is troubling you now. Then, if you get a further intuitive sense that this truly is not the moment, set the intent to receive a new intuitive nudge before too long. Frequently, that first sense that this is not the moment arises because of the emotional stress caused by your need to address the issue. Take a break, relax, have a cup of tea or coffee, and then, when you're at peace with yourselves, a new idea will occur to you to guide you forward. Unaddressed issues are coming to the surface of many people's conscious awareness at this time because they do need to be addressed and resolved so that love may flow into your hearts, dissolving all guilt, shame, unworthiness, judgment, resentment, bitterness, or hatred. None of those thoughts, feelings, or emotions are compatible with love, and when you choose to allow love to dissolve them, it will. Love is God, Source, Supreme Wisdom, the real you, and when you can accept that divine truth into your hearts, all that is not in alignment with it will dissolve into the nothingness from which it arose, your split and confused ego minds, bringing you to a state of deep inner peace. So start now, in this moment, by setting the intent to release all that no longer serves you, all that makes you miserable or unhappy, all the stories about people or circumstances that for so long have appeared to distract you from the joy of life. And as it happens, you will be amazed at the change that has occurred within you, bringing to your attention so many aspects that you will want to celebrate, including, of course, life itself. With so very much love, Saul.